Want to be smarter? Want to be fitter? Want to be wealthier? Want to be better? This is Infinite Transcendence, where life mastery meets humor and sarcasm with a blunt approach. This is the place where we talk about mastering your life without the usual feel-good aspect. This is the podcast designed for people who want useful tips and information while being entertained. So sit back and enjoy the program.
Hello there, welcome to Infinite Transcendence. Welcome to a new week. Now, on this section, this won't be a series like the older format. This format I'm going to start doing is three topics per week about different things. Usually, you know, something self-growth related and something personal related and something probably more current events related. I'm going to try that format out for a while. So this is going to be different. It won't be a three-parter. This is going to be broken up into three. This is going to be three different videos or an audio per week, but it's going to be on three different topics. And this topic is going to be on the tenets of discipline. Discipline is an important part of life. Discipline is an important part of life if you want to become successful or achieve anything, whether it's weight loss, relationships, financial success, mental success, or any other part of life. You need discipline. You need that discipline to keep you through the hard times, to keep you through when you want to give up, to keep you up when you think you're down. Where do you get the discipline from? Well, you need it. So what are the tenets of it? What are the parts of discipline? There's seven main parts I want to discuss today. And when it comes to discipline, one is self-control. If you don't have self-control, you don't have any discipline. You need self-control because how can you be disciplined if you can't control yourself? One of the core points of discipline is basically you need to be able to control yourself as much at all times or as close as you can to at all times. You got to have the ability to say no, as I discussed before, the power of the word no. You have the ability to turn down bad offers, the ability to say no, to resist things that might seem tempting. You want to eat junk food, you have to be able to turn off that temptation. You have to be able to ignore that temptation. You have to be able to fight that temptation. You have to be able to resist a lot of things that are people who are undisciplined don't want to resist. Those who are undisciplined and untamed don't want to turn off certain things or want to resist those certain things. That's why they have a harder time succeeding because they get to the point, they get thrown off the rails too easily. So that's one of the important parts. And one of the main parts of discipline is you got to have, when people think of discipline, they generally think of self-control or they think of punishment. But I don't mean it in terms of that. I mean like self-discipline. How do you discipline yourself? You need to be able to control yourself. You have to be able to conquer your own inner self, your inner desire, your inner brain, what your brain tells you to do, what your brain wants you to do. You have to be able to fight that and be able to go for what you want and be able to control yourself, not only in resisting things, but to control yourself to follow that path onto a goal. Another part of discipline is motivation. What drives you to be disciplined? What is that drive you're getting? What pushes you to have the discipline to get what you want in life? You have discipline for what reason? Do you have discipline because of your religion? Do you have discipline because you want to make money? Do you have discipline because you want to stop doing something? Do you want to stop gambling? Do you have a gambling problem? Discipline, you need to have the motivation to push you to be more disciplined. And if you don't have any motivation, why would you even want to be disciplined? What's your goal of being disciplined? You want to wake up earlier. Why do you want to wake up earlier? Your goal of waking up earlier is just to wake up earlier. You're not going to have that same drive if you were motivated to do it. So motivation is a core concept of that because you need something that's going to give you the urge to keep, that's going to give you that initial drive to keep going and go for what you want. Then you have commitment. Do you commit to your goal seriously? Do you commit to yourself seriously or do you falter? It's hard to be disciplined if you're not committed to something. What are you hoping to get to? What are you committing to? You got to be able to commit to an ideology. You have to commit to a path. You need to commit to, you want to get in great shape, you have to commit to working out. You want to get better at talking to girls or whatever, or talking to, or doing whatever you want to do. Talking to guys, getting in better shape, marriage, or a kid, you have to commit to it. If you're not really committed, you're not really disciplined in that area. If your goal is to talk to girls better, you don't get out and speak to girls repeatedly, you're not committed. You don't have that commitment to push you through. You can't discipline yourself to attain the higher height until you have that commitment to give yourself to the push to get through it. And that's part of the goal with commitment is focus. Do you get distracted easily? It's hard to be disciplined if you can't keep yourself distracted, if you can't keep yourself on focus. Like if I have to write my blog, if my goal is to write my blog and do a video, and then instead of doing that, I start surfing the web, looking at cat videos, I start playing video games, I sleep a long time, I get out and I start riding around, I go shopping, I go out and chase, you know, whatever else I want to go do, or I'm out doing something else, then I'm not focused on my goal, or I put my priority to something else. focus is, you know, you have this, what you need to do, you get up and do it. You need to be focused on what you want. You need to get out there and get it. And if you don't have any focus, it's going to be hard to be a disciplined person. So you want to have self-control, motivation, commitment, and focus. Then you got to have passion. What's your passion? What is driving you? What is that initial part? It's similar to motivation. Passion is like you need to have that fire inside of you. You got to have that fire to keep pushing, that fire to say, well, failure is not an option. I just will not fail it. I will not accept failure. The people who succeed, they fail along the way, but they accept. They don't give up. Or they may change their road a little bit. They may change their path a little bit, but they don't give up on their dream of becoming successful at something. They have that passion, that inner fire that gives them that superhuman drive to push beyond all expectation, to push when things are no longer easy, to push when all hope is bleak, when, you know, they're living in their car, but they still push to build that online business. They're working in a garage somewhere. They're living in a garage, and they push to keep going until they get to what they want. What's going to hold you in that time? What keeps you committed? What keeps you passionate and focused on what you want to attain? What gives you that fire inside of you? Do you have passion? Because if you don't, you're not going to have that discipline. As you might, even if you have some discipline, you're not going to have that extreme discipline. You're going to need to take it to the next level. And then there's conviction. And conviction is similar to passion, but it's more like you want to stand by your beliefs. Where's your conviction? For instance, if you want to succeed in business, a lot of people are going to tell you, well, you're going to fail. That's not a way to succeed. Get a job. What do you get? Go to school and get a degree. You need to go get a job. You want to stay. You don't want to get married. Go get married. You don't believe in God. You're not religious. What do you believe in? See, people think of conviction with religion, but maybe you have a conviction to not be religious. Maybe your conviction is, I don't need religion. I don't want religion. I don't desire religion. That could be your conviction. Your conviction is to go against that and focus on what you believe in, regardless of what anybody says, regardless of any friends you may lose, regardless of who shames you, regardless of who puts you down, regardless of who drags you into the gutter with them. You got to have that conviction to keep going, to keep pushing, to keep elevating yourself, to keep standing by your beliefs when others try to put you down and hold you down. You got to be able to say no to friends. You got to be able to say no to family. You got to be able to say no to even your spouse, maybe. You got to be able to say, I have a conviction. I want this, and I'm going to go for this. I'm going to have, or whatever it is, you know, let's say you want to lose weight, and you have friends who, it makes them feel bad when you lose weight, so what they tell you is, oh, come on, have a piece of cheesecake, have a piece of candy. It's not going to kill you. Come on, man, get out, live a little, have fun. People like that are trying to keep you on their level because they don't want you to succeed. Where's your conviction then? Do you give up easily and follow what's around you, or do you push yourself and have that conviction to go above and beyond? And you have self-control, motivation, commitment, focus, passion, conviction, and you need purpose. Where's your purpose? Do you even have a purpose? Where's your purpose and where you want to go? What is your overall purpose? What's your purpose in life? Is your purpose in life to build some money and travel the world? Is your purpose in life just to build a stable family? Is your purpose in life to, I don't know, talk to lots of girls? Is your purpose in life to be the best gamer? Is your purpose in life to be a pro golfer, pro basketball player? Your purpose could be anything. I don't know. Everybody doesn't have the same purpose. Some people's purpose in life is to have a family and take care of their family. Some people's purpose in life is to believe in their religion and or give back to charity and have a community. Some people want to make a lot of money because they want to buy a lot of fancy things. That's fine. Whatever your purpose is, we all have our self-interest. There's nothing wrong having that purpose. Just follow your purpose and push behind it. Because if you don't have purpose, why do you want to have the control of motivation, commitment, focus, passion, and conviction to have it, to even attain discipline? If you want discipline, you got to have all those other things in sync with each other. And it all starts with having that purpose. What is your purpose? Do you even know? You better go find it if you don't have one, because otherwise it's all hopeless. You got to, and those are the tenets, the seven tenets of discipline, the seven main tenets of discipline. And how do you handle discipline? What do you feel about discipline? Do you think you're not disciplined enough? Let me know. Post a comment. Let me know what you think. Of course. Oh, by the way, I wrote a free, there's an ebook on the site. Check that out. It's going to be there's a free ebook. It's a short, eight chapter book I wrote. It's Never Too Late, How to Get Your Life Back on Track, How to Take Your Life to the Next Level. And download that. It's completely free for you to read and get into. Just something for you to look at. I want to keep giving you guys more information, more things you like. Let me know what you think about the content. Always let me know. Let me know what you want to see in the future, what content you like. So I guess I'm trying to give you a more variety of content. I'm trying to do something motivation focused, something in my own personal life I've gone through, something that's even could be in the past, something I'm dealing with now. It could be anything from health, fitness, to epiphany I had. And I'm going to talk about something that happens in the current events. I want to have a different view of content coming in versus just like all motivation type stuff in a three-part. I want to keep it into one part, The video is going to be each a little bit longer, so it gives you more to listen to, but it's going to be something that you can benefit from. And always, I say, again, I hope, let me know, like, subscribe, and transcend infinitely.
Want more? Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment the video and subscribe to the podcast. Want even more? Check out the written article version and subscribe to the Infinite Transcendence website at infinitetranscendence.com for new and interesting quality content. Join now and receive a special gift. Also like our Facebook at Infinite Transcendence and follow us on Twitter at transcend_world. Keep watching and listening. See you next time and transcend infinitely.